This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, this is Delphina Correa from Be Made Whole and the John Maxwell team. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about how you can test your dream. This series is based on the book by John Maxwell, Put Your Dream to the Test. We've been asking different questions over the last few weeks on questions you should ask yourself about your dream. And in the questions, we've also spoken about different things that you can do related to those questions so that you can increase the odds of you reaching your dream. I just want to do a quick recap on the first three questions. The first question we asked was the ownership question. Is my dream really my dream? Now, we asked this question to help you to establish that you are really on the right path towards the dream that is really the thing that's in your heart. And we gave you some tips on how you could take ownership of your dream. After that, we had the clarity question. How clear do I clearly see my dream? You see, if your target is not clear, you're going to miss the target. So we dealt with how you can make your dream clearer so that you can increase the odds of achieving your dream. The third question was the reality question. Am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream? You see, if everything's out of your control, then there's nothing for you to do, and then you're just going to sit there and wait for your dream to happen all by itself, which it's not going to do. So the reality question was looking at the things that you can control to reach your dream. Today we have question number four, the passion question. Does my dream compel me to follow it? Steve Jobs said, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. The vision pulls you. A vision, a clear vision, will always be calling you. It'll always be pulling you towards the destination of your dream. You see, power, a passion has a lot of power. I want to talk a bit about what three powers that passion has. The first power that passion has is it has the power to pull us up. It enables us to overcome adversity. You see, one thing you've got to realize at the start, the minute you start pursuing your dream, you've got to realize that between the dream's inspiration, which is the beginning, and its manifestation, which is when you start seeing results, there's going to be a lot of perspiration between the inspiration and the manifestation. There's going to be a lot of perspiration. There was a poet, Arthur Ward. He suggested a few keys to success. And this is what he said. He said, the key to success is to believe while others are doubting, to plan while others are playing, to study while others are sleeping, to decide while others are delaying, to prepare while others are daydreaming, to begin while others are procrastinating. The key to success is to work while others are wishing, to listen while others are talking, to smile while others are frowning, to commend while others are criticizing, to persist while others are quitting, and to save while others are wasting. You know, you will only be able to do these things if you are passionate about your dream. It's the passion that causes people to believe while others are doubting, causes them to study while others are sleeping, causes them to smile while others are frowning, and all those things. It's done. The power behind it is the passion. The passion will pull you up to overcome. The second power of passion is that it pulls us out. It gives us initiative. In order to succeed, you must stay within your strength zone. But you must continually be moving out of your comfort zone. You see, only passion takes you out of your comfort zone. I had this in my original dream in retail. I was passionate. I was constantly out of my comfort zone. I couldn't sit at my desk and do nothing. I was always moving in a direction. And when that dream evolved into something else, where it was a passion for my family, I did that with energy. It drove me. It pulled me. I was constantly out of my comfort zone because I had a sickly child and it was a health journey. After that, it moved into homeschooling. That passion to educate my children and to give them the best that I could give them, that always pulled me out of my comfort zone. After that, it was personal development, starting a personal development course. That was, it pulled me out of my comfort zone. In fact, I was already informally doing personal development before I started my personal development business, Be Made Whole. I was helping people. People were always phoning me about health questions, and I eventually put it into a book, which is on my website. I started to help people to solve problems, and I was doing a lot of that informally. But then, in the beginning of 2020, I was already mulling over it. You know, I want to make this a business, a personal development business. And then in the beginning of 2020, that I made the decision. I'm starting this business. And I had a whole plan of action. I had certain things I was going to do. I was going to go out to businesses and to tell them about my course that I'd written on personal development. I wanted to help their staff to become better. And I had this great vision. And then COVID hit. Suddenly, we weren't allowed to leave our homes. So what did I do? The first 3 weeks, I thought, I'm taking a little holiday quickly because we couldn't do much. I took a break. I rested. And those 3 weeks became 5 weeks, if you remember. But at 3 weeks, I had already made a decision. 3 weeks, I'm starting. After the 3 weeks, I got started. I thought, what can I do? I can't go out, but what can I do? I looked at what I had. I had a computer. I thought, I'm going to record all my lessons. I began to record them. Then I thought, oh, I'll put them on YouTube. I put them on YouTube. All the personal development things eventually became a blog, became a podcast, it became a YouTube channel, it became a website, and all these things, I was getting out of my comfort zone. I had to learn how to edit a website. I had to learn certain computer skills that I didn't have before. But I had my computer, I went online, I went to find out what I could learn. I had to learn how to format a book so that I could sell it as an e-book, because an e-book and a hard copy are not the same. I had to learn a lot of new skills, but I was constantly out of my comfort zone. And today the business is running. But it was a journey that I had to take, and I had to be constantly out of my comfort zone. Playwright George Bernard Shaw said this about comfort zone. It's quite funny. He sounded like he was a bit annoyed with some people. He said, I am sick of all the reasonable people. They see all the reasons for doing nothing. You see, passion makes us unreasonable. I became unreasonable in my pursuit of learning all the things I had to learn so that I could start my business. The third power of passion is that it positions us well, giving us the greatest odds for success. There's a missionary, I don't know if he's still alive today, Albert Schweitzer. He was a missionary doctor. He observed this. He said, success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you are doing, you will be successful. Richard Elder gave similar advice. He said, safe living generally makes for regrets later on. As successful as you might be, you will find yourself always looking back longingly to that time when you should have chased your true dreams and your true talents for all that they were worth. Don't let yourself be pressured into thinking that your dreams or your talents aren't prudent. They were never meant to be prudent or wise. They were meant to bring you joy and fulfillment. They're supposed to bring joy and fulfillment to your life. So that's the question. Do you have whatever it is that you do every day, your career, your the thing that you do, your work that you're involved in? Are you passionate about it? Does it bring you joy and fulfillment? I'd like to give you a little chart. It's written by John Maxwell. He calls it the passion chart. How to know how passionate you are about something. So it's got a scale of 1 to 10. Well, we'll start by 10 and we'll work our way down. If your passion is a 10 out of 10, that means your passion is so hot that it sets other people on fire. I hope that my passion for personal development will set you on fire. If you're a 9, you cannot imagine your life without it. If you're an 8, you willingly sacrifice other important things for it. If you're a 7, you are fired up by it and you often are preoccupied by it. If you're a 6, you enjoy it as one of many interests. If you're a 5, you can take it or you can leave it. Doesn't really matter. No skin off your back. If you're a 4, you'd prefer not to think about it. If you're a 3, you go out of your way to avoid it. We've all got some of those things. The things we avoid. If you're a 2, you've put it on your list of least favorite things. And if you're a 1, you would rather have a root canal without anesthetic. You really ain't going there. John Ruskin said, when love and skill work together, expect a masterpiece. I want to ask you today, do you expect your passion to bring you success? Do you expect your passion to produce a masterpiece? Think about what you do. Do you set out every day to produce a masterpiece? Have you put your love and your skill together so that you can have a high chance of producing a masterpiece? That's my question for you today that I want to leave you with. The passion question, is your dream really pulling you? The thing that you do every day, does it pull you? Or do you have to get cranked up every day to do it? If you have to get cranked up every single day to do what you do, it creates a very sad picture. It's not going to get any better or more enjoyable. It's just going to get worse. So I want to encourage you to stir up your passion or find out why you don't have passion. There could be another reason. Maybe you're on the wrong path. This is Delfina Correa from Be Made Whole and the John Maxwell team. If you want to know more about what I do, you can go to bemadewhole.co.za. There you'll find the books that I've written. You're welcome to purchase online. You'll find the courses that I do. There are some John Maxwell licensed courses. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me on the contact form. Thank you very much. Please join me again next week as we continue with putting your dream to the test. Thank you very much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.